The next piece is our cell evangelization prayer and sharing. As a group, again, our mission is to evangelize. We have an evangelizing prayer that we have done in our parish and focused the minds of heart at the task at hand, evangelization. This prayer leads very beautifully into sharing. I mentioned to you about the bookmarks. I'd like you to pick up your bookmark, share it with the person next to you. We're doing a lot of sharing today. And if you would read with me the prayer as we go into our sharing. Lord, thank you for the gift of salvation that you have given to us
through Jesus. In gratitude to you, we wish to share that faith with others. Give us the courage to reach out to others, especially by inviting them to join our cell and so come to know and love you better. Lord, may our sharing of our outreach to others at this time give you glory and be an inspiration to us all. Amen.
As the group meets, some of the greatest ministry occurs as the group members share. The focus on the sharing includes how you shared your faith, how you have evangelized to others, what efforts have been in recruiting new members to a small group, and should be thinking about one thing, evangelization. That is at every opportunity, and when you share in these small groups, it really gives people that mindset. I'm going to give you an example, and then I'm going to ask one person in each of the groups to share one evangelization example that they've had in the last week. I know someone in each table has shared the Lord with someone this week. We usually have a group of friends that go to lunch after Mass, and we always pray together as a group at any restaurant or location that we're at. And sometimes we even have the servers and or people from other tables come and join us. So this is our simple, small way to evangelize that's visible to other people. So now you share one time when you've evangelized in the last week or two. The fourth agenda item. Thank you for sharing. I'm glad to see that you all are very excited about sharing.
Evangelizing.
Am I going to have to use a Deacon Ralph technique? All right, that works. That works. I like it. The pastor usually prepares the teaching. This is the teaching and discussion piece of the meeting, which is about 30 minutes. The leaders are blessed at the Sunday Mass. They collect their packets if it's a physical packet that they have, or we have actually worked with sending them through email. So we have worked on both ways. This is very important that they visibly get blessed and announce that there is a small group meeting in the next week so that the whole of the community knows what's going on. Many people have come to us after the Mass wanting to join the small group because of this announcement. The packets include a recorded teaching, a memo with discussion questions and business announcements or information that are important to the parish. Since many people of all maturities come to this meeting, teachings are geared to help the individual grow in the understanding of the church. The teaching encourages spiritual growth. The leader is a facilitator for the discussion in such a manner that it is kept at the topic of teaching and applied to life experiences. Everyone must be given a chance to, as much as possible, be involved in this discussion. This is why it is a small group. And now we are going to play a small teaching for you, and then I'm going to ask a very pointed question for your discussion.
This is the St. Edward's Cell Teaching Ministry, and the title of this teaching is A Reflection on the Lord's Prayer. In this teaching, I would like to reflect with you on that famous prayer that Jesus himself gave us. This is a prayer which we all say so often. We say it so often that the great danger is that we may forget its deep meaning. In the Gospel, we have two versions of it, in Matthew 6 and in Luke 11, both substantially the same, like two arrangements of a piece of music. Some scripture scholars would say that it is not completely original, since it has echoes of the Kaddish, a prayer which ended the Jewish synagogue service, which Jesus would have heard so often as a boy. It has a special structure. There's a greeting, three thou petitions, then three we petitions, and then a conclusion. The greeting, Our Father, the Hebrew Abba. That's a very intimate term, equivalent to our dad. Nowhere in the Bible does anyone call God Abba, except Jesus. And now, since Jesus' Abba is our Abba, we can call God Abba. This form of address is at the very heart of the revelation of Jesus. We say our Father, and not just my Father, to indicate that we are all one family of brothers and sisters under one Father. Petition 1. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed is an old Anglo-Saxon word meaning holy. We have a form of it in Halloween, the holy evening, the vigil of the Feast of All Saints, November the 1st. Hallowed be thy name in Scripture. Name. Name in Scripture means the person. So the meaning of that first petition is, may your person be proclaimed holy. May your person, Lord, be proclaimed holy. Petition 2. May your kingdom come. Kingdom means the fullness of the gospel, where Jesus will reign as king of his kingdom. We are praying for the breaking in of the kingdom of God into our world. Petition 3. May your will be done. This petition is absent in Luke. This is a call to us to be open and to accept the will of the Father who knows best our needs. When we think about it, all these three petitions are just variations on the same theme. May your person be proclaimed holy. May your kingdom come. May your will be done by us. All of which means we are giving worship and accepting the Father's plan. Now, after the three thou petitions comes the three we petitions. Petition 1. Give us this day our daily bread. Daily bread. The Greek word which is used is epiousion, which means bread for now and for tomorrow. Bread for now and for tomorrow. The great scholar of the early church, Origen, he researched Greek literature for this word, but couldn't find it. So it may have been invented by Matthew or Luke. We can link it with the Eucharist, which certainly is bread for now, that is this life, and also preparing us for tomorrow, heaven. Isn't it interesting that in the Mass, the Our Father is the introduction to the communion rite? We could even call it our grace before the Holy Meal, asking the Lord for our epiousion, our daily bread.
This teaching was prepared, and the voice you heard was Monsignor Michael Ivers, our beloved Father Mike. In the interest of time, we're going to have to move even quicker. So, I'm going to give you the question for you to consider personally later, instead of doing it in the small group at this time. Can you put into words what the Lord's Prayer means in light of what you just heard. Can you put into words what the Lord's Prayer means in light of what you just heard? The next two items, number five, business. This is an opportunity for the pastor to share anything that they would like their community to know about, upcoming events, and or information about the parish. They would have announced in the cell meeting, announced the gospel, equipping the household of faith assembly. It's coming up. They would have announced that in the cell meeting. Intercessory prayer. This is a time when you get to pray for your intentions. Everyone can pray, or one or two people pray within that time. Number six on the agenda, we spend 10 minutes in prayer interceding for your needs. We did Thanksgiving prayer at the beginning and intercession at the end. I'd like to just say a small intercessory prayer for you, and then we're going to move on. Jesus, I lift up to you the Diocese of Lansing as they open their hearts to the gift of small groups, sharing their faith with others. I lift up a special prayer for the bishop, the priests, the deacons. Give them a spirit of courage, knowledge, love, and evangelization. May they be a living example to those entrusted to their care. May they build your church as a sign of salvation for the world. Amen.
Amen.
You'll see here the healing prayer that's offered, but not always is there a need for healing prayer, and that can be for yourself or in proxy for someone, and the group will pray for healing for that person. And at the end of the meeting, I don't want to leave this out because this is critical even in all of the work that we're doing. I'm going to ask you to stand up and face outward. Hold hands. This is the end, I promise. Face outward and hold hands. The reason you're facing outward is as a gesture to make disciples. Go into the whole world and make disciples. As you leave here today, share your faith. Evangelize with everyone that you know. And we begin with the Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now,
and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Go make disciples. Amen.
Okay, oh yeah, that's right.